What do you anticipate from these cornerbacks? Dee Milliner still day-to-day with the high ankle sprain. Could be Antonio Allen, a converted safety, and Darren Wall starting opening day. We'll have to see what happens the following week in Green Bay. But what do you think the Jets are going to do with their corners throughout the season?
Well, I think it's going to be a position that you have to monitor throughout the year. I mean, obviously, you know, you spend a high draft pick on Dee Milliner, you hope he's your guy. And he has all the talent in the world. Just, you know, getting on the field is going to be big for him, because I looked at this as a developmental year for him to really take that next step. As I mentioned, I like Leon McFadden. I was surprised the Browns cut him. But you don't want to get in a situation where you're converting Antonio Allen to corner. You know, Darren Walls, I think, is a guy with some upside, but is not someone who you want. He was a street free agent. He's not a guy you want covering, you know, Julian Edelman and taking on the Patriots and the Dolphins with Mike Wallace. So I think you have to hope that the Milliner quickly gets out there and takes that next step in year two, that McFadden can learn the defense quickly. I think the positive, the silver lining for Jets fans is that Rex Ryan is so creative at his blitz packages. We've seen in the past when guys like myself say, oh, the Jets don't have enough talent at corner or outside linebacker, and they still have a top 10 defense. So I think you have a head coach who knows how to scheme around his talent. I think we're going to see a pretty aggressive, you know, active Jets front seven as they try to take some pressure off the corners.
Do you see this Jets team as having any stars? And do you believe you need stars in the National Football League to win?
You know, I'm not sure that there are stars here. And I think if you look at Super Bowl winners, you could find a star for every team. You know, the Giants didn't, I guess, you know, Eli Manning would be their star, but maybe not that marquee guy. When I look at the Jets, I see Muhammad Wilkerson and Sheldon Richardson. And, you know, maybe it's, you know, football nerd talking, but I think they're both stars or on the cusp of it. Wilkerson's one of the best 3-4 defensive linemen in the entire game. I mean, it's him and J.J. Watt. And Richardson is not far behind. So I think that they have the potential to be stars. I think David Harris is incredibly underrated as an inside linebacker. So you have some potential there. And Geno Smith, if he starts winning, being a quarterback in New York, he'll be a star before too long.